USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Drought and high demand are expected to force the first-ever mandatory cuts to water supply that 40 million people across the Colorado River depend on. The U.S. Bureau of Reclamation's project next week will spare cities and tribes, but hit Arizona farmers hard. Pinal County, Arizona's top producer of cotton, barley, and livestock, says they will be hit very hard. Arizona is expected to lose 512,000 acre-feet of water. Nevada will lose 21,000 acre-feet, and Mexico will lose 80,000 acre-feet of water. An acre-foot is enough water to supply 1 to 2 households for a year. The Loudoun County School Board west of Washington, D.C. voted 7-2 Wednesday evening to approve the rights of transgender students. Students can choose which bathroom to use, and faculty must address the student with the preferred pronoun. Loudoun School Board said the number one priority is to foster the success of all students and ensure they feel safe, secure, and accepted. USA Radio News.
You know, if you feel like you're stuck with a healthcare plan that isn't affordable or you simply don't like it, right now is a great time to switch to MediShare. The typical family saves $500 a month when they join MediShare, and what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to the typical health insurance plan. That's double. So you get a massive network of providers to choose from. You get telehealth services, and MediShare is the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. It's been around for more than 25 years, shared more than $4 billion in healthcare bills. Here's why now really is the time to make the switch, too. You can start saving each month, which is huge, but right now, they'll waive your joining fee. So you'll save another $170 right off the bat. But again, it's a limited time offer. You got to call now. And it only takes 2 minutes to find out how much you'd save by switching. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The Biden administration's education secretary wants all teachers vaccinated before returning to the classrooms. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau explains.
Education Secretary Miguel Cardona said Wednesday that he supports mandating COVID-19 vaccinations for teachers before they return to classrooms for the new year. The former head of the CDC, Dr. Richard Besser, tells Fox News that the classroom is one of the areas where vaccine requirements make sense to him.
For a school setting where you have teachers and staff who may be at increased risk of having severe disease, you have children for whom vaccines aren't yet available, I think considering requiring vaccination is something that should be on the table. My hope is that more people will reach out to their own healthcare providers, explore this, get their questions answered, and make the decision to get vaccinated.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Thank you, Dan. We are USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
President Trump on Wednesday congratulated Missouri Governor Mike Parson for pardoning the attorneys Mark and Patricia McCloskey. You might remember them, the St. Louis couple charged with Class C misdemeanors, wielded guns at a Black Lives Matter mob who broke into their gated community. Quote, they were defending their property, and if they had not done what they did, their property would have been completely destroyed and they could have been badly beaten or dead. Great going, Mike. End quote. Missouri Democrat Congresswoman Cori Bush on CNN.
There are pardons that we have been asking for, pardons that actually should happen in Missouri, and that was not one. I will not stand by and allow him or our governor to hurt the very people that are doing the work that they should be doing.
Mark McCloskey on Fox News.
Well, you know, she also said, I think my day will come. I think she made a direct threat. But, you know, if she thinks she can intimidate us, then she's mistaken. I mean, when she was standing outside my fence chanting into a megaphone, you can't stop the revolution. Well, then she has the gall to stand up in the halls of Congress and say anyone who supports insurrection shouldn't be allowed to walk the halls of Congress. Well, she's the only one I know in Congress that's actively and vocally in front of me advocated the violent overthrow of this country.
Mark McCloskey also announced a Senate run.
The Marxists and the leftists in this country were really getting close to ending our system of government. We made a vow that 4th of July morning, just put our lives on hold and do everything we can for the rest of our lives to save this country.
I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.